I think it survives the dramatic change of orientation that made him abandon the idea of social and political revolution and to take up the philosophical revolution of Schopenhauer instead. For if there is one theme that definitely links the Wagner of the Barricades with the Wagner of the later works, it's the idea of the expansive and, as it were, holistic experience of art as complete artwork and of its necessity to the human spirit.
Anthony Grayling there talking about Wagner and the philosophy of revolution. Tomorrow night the essay will be about the philosopher who was central to so much of Wagner's mature work, Schopenhauer, and that's with Professor Christopher Janaway. That's at the same time tomorrow evening, 10:45. And as usual, all these essays are available as a free download. Just go to the Radio 3 homepage and follow the links. Wagner's Parsifal, all of it, comes live from the Royal Opera House here on Radio 3 tomorrow evening, starting at 4:45. And you can catch up on other Wagner events that have already happened this week on Radio 3, including an edition of Words and Music on Sunday called Transformations and Transfigurations, evoking the spirit of Richard Wagner. And there was also the Sunday feature, an exploration of the ideas behind the theatre that Wagner built in Bayreuth for the ideal performance of his great music dramas, especially The Ring of the Nibelung. Both those programmes are available to listen to in high-definition sound via the iPlayer radio on the Radio 3 website, and that's whenever you like until this coming Sunday evening.
Hello, Arthur Smith here with the pint-sized walrus of digital love, D-Love, to tell you about BBC Radio 4 Extra.
I'm feeling festive, Arthur, ready to share the love for digital radio.
And let's hope share a few laughs too with seasonal comedic delights such as the Count Arthur Strong Christmas special on Christmas Day.
Comedy is a gift, Arthur, as warmly received as a digital radio in your Christmas stocking.
If you love radio, go digital. For more information on switching to digital radio and on coverage in your area, search online for BBC Digital Radio.
BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite there, performed by the Modern Mandolin Quartet. Starting off the programme as we enter the final stages of this year's marathon lead-up to the Pig Day itself. And on tonight's programme, more prog rock. We've got some classic Scott Walker, a Gaelic song from the North US tradition, and a new electronic track from Compa. And in the background, more new music from Lee Bannon on Ninja Tune Records. Just released, this is 216.
Thank you. We got your message. You'll be interested to hear it was broadcast live all over Earth in prime time. Got good reviews in the trades. Sorry to hear about the radiation leak on the ship. And real sorry to hear about the death of Commander Powell. There was a week of mourning here on Earth. We're all behind you guys. Keep up the good work, men.
Computer to bomb number 20. Return to the bomb bay immediately.
But I have received the operational signal.
It is a malfunction. This is not a bomb room. We are in a crisis situation. Return immediately.
Nevertheless, I have received the signal to prepare for a drop.
Emergency override. Return to the bay.
Very well.
Attention, attention, ship's computer to bridge. There was a malfunction aboard ship during the asteroid storm. I have not yet identified the nature of the problem. Shall I contact you when I find out what the malfunction is?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
For your listening enjoyment, we now present the Moonlight Melodies of Martin Segundo and the Scintilla Strings. Our first selection is the perennial favorite, When Twilight Falls on NGC 891.
I originally planned to play you that when I was on Late Junction last month as part of our sci-fi season, but I sort of ran out of time. From Dark Star, the 1974 American comedic science fiction film directed, co-written, produced and scored by John Carpenter. And our music from BJ Cole from the remastered The New Hovering Dog album, which was first released over 40 years ago. This is the stunning opening track. The album itself is a really wonderful listen from beginning to end. This is The Regal Progression.
Oh, Anybody seen a night pass this way? I saw him playing chess with death yesterday. His crusade was a search for God, and they say it's been a long way to carry on. Anybody hear of plague in this town? The town I've left behind was burned to the ground. A young girl on a stake, her face framed in flames, cried, I'm not a witch, God knows my name. The night he watched with fear, he needed to know. He ran where he might feel God's breath. And in the misty church, he knelt to confess. The face within the booth was Mr. Death. My life's a vain pursuit of meaningless miles. Why can't God touch me with a sign? Perhaps there's no one there, answered the booth. And death hid within his cloak and smiled. This morning I played chess with death, said the knight. We played that he might grant me time. My bishop and my knights will shatter his flanks, and still I might feel God's heart in mine. And through confession's grill, death's laughter was heard. The knight cried, no, you've cheated me. But still I'll find a way, we'll meet once again, and once again continue to play. They met within the woods, the knight, his squire and friends, and death said, now the game shall end. The final move was made, the knight hung his head and said, you've won, I've nothing left to play. The minstrel, filled with visions, sang to his love to look against the stormy sky. The knight, his squire and friends, their hands held as one, solemnly danced towards the dawn. His hourglass in his hand, his scythe by his side, the master death, he leads them on.
Alessio Bax and Lucille Chung from their album Bax and Chung, which includes works by Stravinsky and Brahms, as well as the selection of Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla's tangos, arranged with some improvisation. I played you Piazzolla's Lo Che Vendra. And before that, Scott Walker from Scott Four, his fifth solo album, and another record that didn't exactly set the charts alight when it was released back in 1969, which can happen so often with great records. But this album's just so good, it just makes no sense. Anyway, now it's rightly considered one of his strongest releases, and I guess having fans like David Bowie and Radiohead helps. And now tonight's prog rock track by Yes, taken from an album that did very nicely, topping the UK charts back in 1977. Just about making it anyway before the Sex Pistols album waiting just around the corner that changed everything. Anyway, going for the one produced after each member of the group released a solo record, and the album marks the return of keyboardist Rick Wakeman, who departed in 1974 over that very 70s rock reason for leaving a band, musical differences. It features this, Parallels.
Thank you.
That's from Congotronics 2, which features six electro-traditional bands from Kinshasa, all of which especially recorded and produced by Cram Discs' Vincent Conny. Plus that from Konono No. 1, recorded live at the Kuller Café Festival in Brussels. And before that, Yes, with Parallels and more prog rock tomorrow night on the show. Keep those tweets and emails coming in if you'd like to hear one, and we'll try and fit in your prog rock request. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And now the sound of Native American Ojibwe singers and drummers. This is Pipestone with As the Res Turns.
Yeah. hoy, 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 Harami mon raid Smedex and cheese, shos medex and cheese. Gishigan yerich kvi Nachaik shiv kaun ashtan luai Galez chanak a kruai krain. Hoi hoi hi ohoi. Hoi hi ohoi hi. Hoi hoi hi ohoi, harami mon raid. Smishni nui vichkeon, gambialach mi munas kelen, garmede ke yanug mavualag benua sal mi ohi dele. Hoi hoi hi ohoi. Hoi hi ohoi hi, hoi hoi hi ohoi, harami mon raid. Hikis me arach hikin drut, hik kachian iu sinit, hik imbratan harachuan, kuladuan chaglua shermish. Hoi hoi hi ohoi, hoi hi ohoi hi, hoi hoi hi ohoi, harami mon rai. We'll be right back.
Incredible sound, really pushing the limits of bass. That's new music from Compa Narrabe, released on Deep Medi. And before that, from a series of recordings of the North Uist Gaelic song tradition, Oren an Roin, performed by Reverend William Matheson. Found sounds, rhythms and piano now combined in this next piece from Matthew Shlomovitz from a new collection on Sub Rosa. This is Free Sound.
Thank you.
That's Laurie Goldston, one-time touring cellist for Nirvana and current member of experimental band the former Drone Doom Pioneers Earth, from a collection of music called Film Scores, written for a live screening of the 1928 Carl Theodor Dreyer-directed film The Passion of Joan of Arc. And before that, Richard Daniel Warren, formerly of the Hybrids and Echo Boy. John Peel fans might recall the sessions he did back in the day. He's just released his new album, Rich Black Earth, featuring that track, Judgment Seat. Fini Afrique were part of the new wave of Spanish music gradually emerging after the end of the Francoist regime. The album's just been released outside of Spain for the first time. A Last Discovery, the Essential Collection, 84 to 2001. This is El Baile de Sara. Thank you. Thanks to Andrew Hill for sending that to us here at Late Junction. Field recordings and music that make up a new composition for Cornwall's stunning St. Michael's Mount. And well, that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction. One more before I say goodnight. Here's a track from Dynamic Range, a recent collection of tracks from the ENTT label. This track from Julia Ravinsky called Dua Invocation. Thank you.
This is BBC Radio 3 and you're listening to Music Through the Night with me, Katrina Young. A very warm welcome to you. I'll be starting with two piano quartets tonight, played by musicians from the Symphony Orchestra of Barcelona, along with the Venezuelan-Italian pianist Luis Pares. Just two works on their programme. We'll hear the first of Brahms's quartets in about half an hour, but they started closer to home with the Catalan composer Juli Garreta, who was born the same year as Ravel, 1875. As you'll hear, Garreta would have grown up knowing Brahms's music, and by the sound of it, Schumann and Mendelssohn as well. He was apparently encouraged by Casals and applauded by Stravinsky, but he never had a composition lesson in his life.